Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Ohio State University taking on the University of Texas. Yeehaw! This evening, the winner of that game will advance to the 2024-25 College Football National Championship game this evening. I'm going Buckeyes. And I'm going to say, I've said this a couple of times in these playoffs, and this philosophy has worked out for me. I'm going to go with the team that's playing better football. And no team is playing better football right now than Ohio State University. But, and we talked about this a little bit. Chip Kelly's opened up the playbook. I think Chip Kelly learned against Michigan. And what he learned was, because you have playmakers in a spot and you want to give your playmakers the ball, I think sometimes offensive coordinators got to learn the hard way that sometimes getting the ball to your playmaker when the other team knows that you are getting the ball to the playmaker, they sell out on that. We've talked about this, so I don't need to spend a ton of time on it. But, Zoe, I go back to the Michigan game. And I've made the argument before that I don't know why it was so damn difficult for Chip Kelly to find out that Michigan was stacking the box. Maybe, and this is a big maybe, but maybe don't only run it into the spot where they have eight dudes. As I've said lots and lots of times, football is at its core a relatively simple game. I want to, as an offense, get the ball to the part of the field where I got more dudes than they got dudes. As a defense, I want to see where they think we have less dudes and get the ball and to get more dudes there. I want to stop them from having access, and I want to filter the football to where I have more dudes. When we talk about defensive ends, what do you hear us say all the time? What's a defensive end's number one job? The number one job is what? Set the edge. Why? Because if a quarterback or a running back get out of the pocket, if they get to the edge, they get a third of the field where they can establish more dudes. If a quarterback is contained in the pocket, the defense can have more dudes there. Or, more importantly, can prevent the quarterback from getting to a part of the field where there are less dudes. If Lamar Jackson gets outside of the pocket, why is he dangerous? Because if I can get Lamar Jackson to have more dudes or the same amount of dudes, the guy with the ball has the advantage. So set the edge. That's the at its core, that's the concept of football. As an offense, get to where you have more dudes than they have dudes. As a defense, funnel the ball to where you are going to have more dudes. When I look at the Michigan-Ohio State game, a game that Ohio State lost, Ohio State kept running the ball to where Michigan had more dudes. Fundamentally failed at the basic concept of football. Get away from where they have more dudes. Chip Kelly said, no. We think our dudes can beat their dudes, so we're going to keep going where their dudes are. And it did not work. What has Ohio State done in these playoffs so far? They have trusted Will Howard to get the ball where there are fewer dudes. And he has done so. And Chip Kelly has opened up the play. Go back and watch the game against Oregon. Chip Kelly was pulling stuff out of the bag that Ohio State has not utilized all year. And that is the benefit of being a very good team, is that you don't have to break. If you would have broken out half of what Chip Kelly broke out against Oregon, you guys would have beat Michigan, though. I believe that. But you weren't deep in the bag. It was basic concept football, and Michigan figured out the concept. And you didn't change anything. You changed everything against Tennessee. You beat the hell out of him. You changed everything against the Ducks, the number one consensus, only unquestioned team in these playoff brackets. You beat the hell out of him.
First of all, everyone seems to be really confident that Ohio State's going to win, and I'm nervous. I usually don't get that nervous. As a Kansas City Chiefs fan, all the nerves really roll out, and you're just used to the team winning on the last drive. With this, if they come out a little bit stagnant, then I'm really going to be concerned. If they come out the way they did the last two games, awesome. Will you believe my theory that Ryan Day took over the play calling if at the end of this year, Chip Kelly either resigns or is let go as offensive coordinator?
Yes, I would be willing to hear it out. What I will say is this. Chip Kelly and what he was running was very similar to what Chip Kelly was running when he was the head coach at Oregon. It's very similar to what Chip Kelly was trying to run when he was the head coach in Philly. Chip Kelly, that looked like a Chip Kelly offense. The Michigan game did not look like a Chip Kelly offense. The Michigan, in fact, I would almost be willing, and it is, I'm pulling this out of the buttocks here. I would be more easily convinced that Ryan Day took over the play calling in the Ohio State game. Or excuse me, in the Michigan game.
I'd be
more convinced.
If you look at the offenses from the last couple of years, that isn't how he called a game.
Was Ryan Day your primary play caller the last couple of years?
As I recall, yes. Since he took over. He's offensive coordinator, I believe, under Urban Meyer. They took over and still called plays. And he wanted to take a step back this year to be more to oversee everything instead of having to worry about the offense so much.
Here's where I would place it. I feel like, regardless of how we arrived at this spot, I felt like Chip Kelly or whoever was calling the plays, I feel like Chip Kelly was calling concept football against Michigan. And I feel like in calling concept football against Michigan, Michigan figured out the concept and Ohio State made no change. When you talk about halftime tinkering, right? Notre Dame made some changes at halftime. What you are doing is twofold. You are A, adjusting to their concept, and B, you are changing your concept to where they have adjusted or you think that they will adjust. That's the definition. And so, to me, you guys ran a concept game against Michigan. Michigan figured out the concept, and Ohio State did not make any changes to that concept. That's how it feels like it went down to me. Then you got to the playoffs, and you went, oh, okay, that didn't work. So what do we do instead? You opened up the bag. You allowed Chip Kelly to go a little deeper into the bag. And all of the sudden, Ohio State's offense is wide ass open. And you are running teams out of the stadium.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is that going to be proven to be prophetic? We'll find out tonight. Now, here is what I've gotten. Here is what I've gotten out of watching different takes from different folks over the last day or two talking about this game. There is a not insignificant number of people who believe Texas wins this game. And what I have heard them say, great one, is Texas had the number one red zone defense in college football. And that is true. In terms of points allowed in the red zone, Texas was better at it than anybody else. But what I have noticed that those people have failed to point out, great one, do you know who the number one red zone offense is in 2024-25? Don't worry, I won't let the suspense kill you. It was Ohio State. Nobody has been better at putting the ball into the tutty zone than the Buckeyes inside the 20.
All right, I just found a quote from Fox Sports, who was talking to him the other day, a couple of days ago, and Day says, I actually think this time in the year in the playoffs, I've had more time to actually be a part of the football during the season, a little less, but now that we've been in the playoffs, been able to step aside really in terms of some of those other things and really get more involved with the football, which has been great. That tells me he got involved with the play calling.
Maybe so. I mean,
it's such a drastic change from Michigan to Tennessee.
But see, here's the thing. I think that I would go back and say, I'm not going to pretend, Lonzo, like the Buckeyes did not have a lot of that Chip Kelly offense earlier in the year. Now, you hadn't found Jeremiah Smith yet. I mean, he was a factor, but he became a revelation in the last couple of games. I don't think you had that. So I think you didn't have access to a large part of what you seem to have access to now. And so for me, I think there may very much be some element of Ryan Day is much more hands-on.
Further into the article, whoever wrote the article is saying that the stats show when he got involved and how verticality started becoming a thing, because that's what Ryan Day, it was wide receiver U, still is to this day at Ohio State because of Ryan Day's offense and how he used the quarterback and the receivers. I'm just saying, he took over. I don't know that he took over entirely, but he took over enough to ensure that there wouldn't be a repeat of Michigan.
Again, I would say that is not necessarily unfair. I would say that's not necessarily unfair. What I would also say is, regardless of how this team got here, this team has had spots of creativity. Now it has been opened up to an even wider margin, and teams have not been able to keep up with that. I don't think Texas does either. Now, I think it's a low-scoring game because Ohio State's got a good red zone defense too. I think points are at a premium down inside the red zone tonight. I also thought the under was going to hit last night, and it did until the fourth quarter when these two teams blew it up. So don't bet on it because of that.
This is up to Ohio State's defense. Offense aside, the way that defense has played the last couple games, if they come out and play Texas that way, If they can stop Texas from running the ball, make them throw the ball, is their quarterback good enough? Are the receivers good enough?
See, I don't think so. I think the receivers are good enough. In fact, I think the only reason that Quinn Ewers has been in the discussion all year is because the receivers have bailed him out. I think Quinn Ewers, honestly, has got a bit of a noodle arm when he's under pressure, and I think that's something Ohio State can take advantage of. But it is going to take, because I will say this, you've got to get him under pressure to make him turn into the needle arm.
So if you are Texas and Texas's defense, which offense are you looking at? Are you looking at what basically Ohio State's run a good portion of the year, or are you trying to match the offense that they've had the last two games?
I'm going with what they've been doing the last two games, right? Like, what have we been saying?
So you're
going
to take the pass away. If you take the pass away, what happens?
I don't know that I think I got to play a balanced defense. Here's what I know I got to do. I got to get to Will Howard early. I got to try to knock him back into regular season, Will Howard. I got to try to hit that guy early.
Regular Will season, Will Howard still won all but two games.
I agree, but he won all but the two games against teams that were playoff. Well, one game against a playoff caliber team and a bad Michigan team. I think the play calling cost you that game.
They played a bunch of ranked teams, and it was his fault they lost the Oregon game the first time. And it was really his fault to a degree that they whipped the brakes off of Oregon this time. Because he came out, opened it up, and he was hitting all his receivers. And he even talked about the tight passes he was throwing and all that kind of stuff.
I think that in looking at what we've seen out of Ohio State, I think this team is, at this point, creative. And I think that that is important. I think that creativity causes a problem for Texas. I don't think that Texas can just hammer down in the red zone, which they have been doing all year long. I think that they are going to have to be a little bit more aggressive, and that leads to mistakes. And on top of all that, at the end of the day, if I can, how you taking Jeremiah Smith and what he's done in these playoffs out of the equation?
Here's the other thing. If you have a bunch of big plays, you're never really in the red zone, are you? So if you throw the ball to someone, to Jeremiah Smith, you throw the ball 60 yards for a touchdown, you were never in the red zone. So that red zone defense doesn't matter if you have a bunch of big plays, which they've had a bunch of big plays the last couple games.
They have. And again, a lot of that has to do with the fact that Will Howard has kind of come out of the shell a little bit, and they've taken advantage of that. And Chip Kelly or Ryan Day or whoever is in charge has opened up the playbook, has gone deep in the bag. And if they get deep in the bag, I don't know that Texas keeps up in scoring points. I do think Texas is scoring points tonight. Let's be clear. I think the offense puts points on the board. I just think what Ohio State's done in these last two games and have that momentum still going. And now, and by the way, this little rally they've done around Will Howard, have you seen a team rally around a dude like they're doing with Will Howard since like Tim Tebow back in the day? Because I haven't. It's incredible. Every Buckeye social media post is about Will Howard. They are around their dude, which means he's feeling himself now. And if he's feeling himself, that's where a guy gets dangerous. Give me the Buckeyes to cover the -6.5 against Texas tonight. Let's take a break. We got your water cooler cheat sheet. Nope. We got your sports flash. What is wrong with me? All NFL in the final hour of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
By the way, I'm fan worried. You know how when you're a fan, you're worried a little bit. I'm fan worried. The first college football national championship contender has been decided as the Notre Dame Fighting Irish beat Penn State in the championship semifinal 27-24. Penn State held a 10-3 halftime lead, but a Drew Aller interception inside the final minute allowed Notre Dame a field goal with less than 10 seconds left in the game. Notre Dame quarterback Riley Leonard threw for 223 yards, one touchdown, and a pair of picks. The Irish await the winner of tonight's Texas versus Ohio State matchup. Monday's wildcard playoff matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and LA Rams will take place in Glendale, Arizona, out of concern for public safety due to raging wildfires. While no players or coaches have been directly impacted, journalists said smoke was visible from the Rams practice facility. Make sure you tune in this Monday at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Wofford Terriers. It's Furman versus Wofford right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. The Fan Upstate.